The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting, and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustace Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustace family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, from Orr Rink in Amherst, Massachusetts. This is Middlebury College Hockey. This afternoon, the Panthers take on the Amherst Lord Jeffs, live from Orr Rink here in Amherst. Brett Luther, on hand for the festivities, if you will, this afternoon. Both of these teams tied in their games last night. We'll get to Amherst in just a moment. First, Middlebury, last night, visiting Hamilton, and it ended up being a 3-3 tie, a tight game in terms of the scoring throughout. Both goaltenders played excellently in net. Middlebury would get the scoring started shorthanded in the late stages of the first period with this tally, courtesy of Ron Fishman. And he's getting all sorts of return passes there, moving it along up top. Now a shot save made, Moorfield Yee. The rebound gathered, and Middlebury will skate this one out through Fishman, who gains the zone. Fishman looking, shooting, score! Ronald Fishman was waiting for an angle. He found it and ripped it stick side high on Evan Breitenheis. It's a shorthanded goal with 5:32 to go in the first. Panthers lead 1-0. So Fishman getting the goal there and getting the Panthers on the board. Splendid shorthanded effort. He goes unassisted to make the score 1-0. Score would not stay that way for long, however, as the Panthers had an offensive zone faceoff and would double their lead just a little bit later on, 2:45 later to be exact. Off the draw here. Panthers winner. Shot score! Deflection! From the point, the shot was taken by Gogan, and Max Greenwald tips it home. 2:47 to go in the first. 2-0 Panthers. Greenwald got the tip in front. It was his second of the season. Gogan took the shot. He gets the assist. 2-0 Panthers at the end of one period of play. But the Lord Jeffs, we get three goals in the second period in peppering goaltender Liam Moorfield Yee with 24 second period shots. Moorfield Yee made a splendid save right before the scoring outburst started for Hamilton. The Continentals would get three in the second period. Brandon Willett's third, Tyler Brunetto's second, Kenny Matheson's first would make the score 3-2 Hamilton after two periods of play. And then the third period, take a little less than halfway through the third period before Middlebury would tie it. It was another offensive zone faceoff coming off of a timeout. Middlebury would capitalize. Mernin and Greenwald to take the draw. Greenwald wins it clean. He gets to the point, Gogan, but everybody in a white sweater gets on the puck quickly. A bouncing puck in front, score! Out in front, it's Travis Stevens who puts it home with 12:38 to go in the third. We are tied at three. They're still listening at those. Zach Haggerty might have got a piece in front. Haggerty second from Greenwald and Stevens at 7:22. Tied the game at 3. Nobody would score after that in the third period or in overtime. You know, both goalies played outstanding. Final shot totals, Hamilton had 52 on the game, Middlebury with 39, and a 3-3 tie between the two squads, which leads into today's game. Middlebury comes in with a record of 2 wins, 2 losses, and 3 ties, and 2-0-3 in NESCAC play. That's for fourth place. And the Amherst Lord Jeffs tied yesterday as well. They are 2-0-2 in NESCAC play, 3-1-3 overall. In the NESCAC, they're second and ranked nationally. Amherst is fifth. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll recap all the games that happened in NESCAC play last night. You are listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Orr Rink, the Amherst Lord Jeffs of the team that the Middlebury College Panthers will be playing this afternoon. Brett Luthner here. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And last night, plenty of games to go around. Williams and Amherst played each other and played to a 2-2 tie here at Orr Rink as Roberto Cellini had a pair of points in the game last night. 2-2, the final score here between Williams and Amherst. Amherst scored the first and the last goals in the contest to get the point, the 1 point for each side in that one. Amherst scoring their goal in the third period. So a 2-2 tie was the final score last night. The other scores around the NESCAC: Tufts and Bowdoin up in Brunswick, Maine, and Tufts comes away with a 2-0 victory last night. Colby, a 3-2 win at home in Waterville against Connecticut College. Yeah, that was the final score in Waterville last night. Wesleyan, out of conference, takes a 6-1 loss to Elmira in Middletown, Connecticut. And then in Hartford, Hobart and Trinity, the defending national champions, them and Hobart finished in a 1-1 tie. overall in the NESCAC. Williams still atop the league at 4-0-1. Amherst and Trinity tied on points. Amherst at 2-0-2, Trinity at 3-1, and Middlebury sitting a point behind everybody. It's flipped around. And Middlebury should be in above Amherst, 2-0-3. They're a point ahead of Amherst and Trinity. So Middlebury's in second. Amherst and Trinity tied with 6 points for third place in the league. Colby, Hamilton, Wesleyan, Bowdoin, Tufts, and Connecticut College, all beneath Middlebury and Amherst here coming into this one this afternoon, which is going to lead into our things to watch for here in this game between these two sides. First thing, again, Amherst, this is a much higher ranked opponent, but no game in the NESCAC is easy. How will Middlebury come out? A little bit of an earlier start time, not used to the 3 o'clock maybe a little bit, but how will Middlebury come out against the Amherst Lord Jeffs this afternoon at Orton Rink? Amherst can provide a lot of problems, especially with their speed going to the outside. Middlebury was besieged with shots last night. Liam Moorfield did a splendid job. And so we'll see how the Panthers can deal with Amherst's pressure here this afternoon. Second thing up, and it'll continue to be something to look at, both of these teams amongst the lowest in NCAA Division III in taking penalties. In fact, Middlebury is the least penalized team in Division III, and Amherst just about 5 spots above them. So will that continue this afternoon? Will we see what we've seen most of the season thus far in Panther hockey, and that is 5-on-5 play between the two squads. And the third thing, and normally we wouldn't talk about this much, but here this afternoon, it is definitely something to consider. 62 degrees outside as we pulled up here in Amherst, Massachusetts, and probably around the same temperature as we get close to game time. Here at Orr Rink, it is very warm inside. In fact, no one is wearing anything in terms of coats. It's a lot of just sweaters or hockey jerseys or of the like. And this could play a factor because if at ice level and on the ice, if it's the same kind of temperature, this could play an effect because both teams like to skate up and down. Both teams can attack and get at it. But will the warm temperatures of the rink play a factor in this game? Will the players tire out a little bit quicker? Will they need to come off for shorter changes? It'll be an interesting dynamic going into this game this afternoon between Amherst and Middlebury. When we come back, starting lineups, take a look at every other game that's going to go on around the league today, because there's 6 more going on this afternoon. In fact, 3 of them will start at the same time, and a couple others will start about an hour or so later. So we're going to have a bunch of scores to update, especially after the second period. But we will give you the full slate of games here today, as well as keep an eye on the Middlebury women in action. That and more when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Simon loved to visit Kate's Cupcake Shop. He always ordered his favorite cupcake, the Chocolate Supreme. He was a bit obsessed, but he wondered if he was missing out on more, so he tried them all. The Strawberry Surprise, the Super Vanilla Swirl, even the Pineapple Upside Down Cupcake. But none of them tasted quite right. and soon Simon didn't feel right. Then he remembered the tastiest cupcake of all, the Chocolate Supreme.
Ooh.
It had been there all along.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best things in life are right in front of you. Like Vermont Federal Credit Union. We're right here in Vermont with sweet rates, free checking, and the latest online services to make your life easier than ever. To find the best place to do your banking, you don't have to try them all like Simon. You'll satisfy your cravings right here at Vermont Federal Credit Union. We've been here all along. VermontFederal.org. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Orr Rink, Brett Loosner. This is LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show as we get set for the Panthers and the Amherst War Jeffs here from Orr Rink. And again, it's very warm here in this facility. Not that I'm arguing. Another beautiful day here. This time in Massachusetts, temperatures in the low 60s here in Amherst. It's gorgeous outside and should make for some interesting goings on inside. As this sheet of ice, the Zamboni now off, and the ice attendants anchoring the goal into the ice as we get set for the start of this game between the Panthers and the Lord Jeffs. Six games going on in men's NESCAC hockey today, this being one of them between Middlebury and Amherst. We'll get started shortly in about 11 minutes. We'll have a puck drop. The other games today, Tufts visiting Colby. That is a 3 p.m. start in Waterville. Connecticut College will make a trip to Brunswick to take on Bowdoin at a 4 p.m. start. The other 3 o'clock game, Williams at Hamilton, that in Clinton, New York, where we were last night. That's a 3 p.m. start as well. Hobart is at Wesleyan for a 4 p.m. start. They were at Trinity yesterday, so they're doing the Connecticut trip there. And Elmira doing it as well. They're taking on Trinity in Hartford at 4:30 p.m. And we'll have all those updates going on for you during the course of the day. There is one NHL game going on of note for the locals, and that's the Boston Bruins and Florida Panthers. The Bruins lead 2-0 at TD Bank Garden in the second period of play. 2 goals for Boston scored by the same person, Ryan Spooner. And we'll give you a whole bunch of updates, or that's the only update to give you, and we'll give it to you again after the first period. There's a whole slate of games, but all of them playing later tonight. And oh, by the way, the Pittsburgh Penguins fired their coach this afternoon after losing to the Kings in a shootout last night. So head coach, or GM Jim Rutherford, has fired their head coach, Mike Johnston. And so we'll keep an eye on all the NHL stuff at first intermission as well. Here in this one, Amherst and Middlebury will get started in pretty much a similar lineup to last night. The only difference, a couple of players, Derek Belusch, number 42, Zach Ware, number 12, will get the nods in there as Coach Neil Sinclair shuffles a couple of players in and out, but the defense pairings stay the same. Also moving some of the forwards around a little bit. A new forward combination we will see this afternoon. It's Vinny Gisanti, number 18, on the left wing. Evan Newgold is the captain at center, number 29. And Mark McClellan will take the right wing, number 37, as Coach Sinclair saw something that clicked in last night's game. And so he'll go with it again this afternoon. Otherwise, a lot of similarities there with everybody else. And on the Amherst Lord Jeff side, they're a team that can, again, they're going to present some problems a little bit here. Thomas Lindstrom, number 21, he's got 9 points on the season, a player to look out for, along with David White, number 22. He's got 8 points. Both of them have 3 goals. Lindstrom, 6 assists, and White, 5 assists. But both playing on separate lines today. Lindstrom will be sending Will Voshevka and Jack Fitzgerald 9-14 respectively, while White's on a wing with Connor Brown and Topher Flanagan. The referees have come out onto the ice, and in just a moment, we will have the teams jump out here as well, and then we'll get the starting lineups from both sides between Amherst College and Middlebury. This being Middlebury's last game of the calendar year, we will not see the Panthers or hear them on the airwaves again until 2016, when the Panthers play and they host the Middlebury Holiday Classic at home. Those games, the first one will be against SUNY Canton at 5 p.m. on January 2nd. The other game that will take place at 2 p.m. is New England College and Newman, and of course the Consolation Championship games the following afternoon on Sunday, January 3rd. Those are the next two games for Middlebury College, and of course we'll have the Middlebury games right here for you on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Music starting to play here, and the Amherst Lord Jeffs have now taken to the ice, and followed by the Middlebury Panthers, as the Panthers take to the ice as well. Panthers in their traditional navy blue jerseys, trimmed in white with the big Middlebury M on the front of the sweater. Amherst in the white uniforms, trimmed in purple and black, with Amherst and the uniform number. Amherst in an arc on the front of the jersey, and the uniform number right beneath said texted arc on the front. The helmets and pants are black, and the socks are white, trimmed in purple. Both teams have now taken their respective goal lines, and the public address will soon announce the starting lineups for each side as we get set between Middlebury and Amherst. Starting lineups first. Middlebury will be introduced. In goal is number 31, Stephen Klein. Klein on the season with a record of 2-1-1, a 2.71 goals against, and a 9.16 save percentage. Andrew Neary, number 5, from a junior from Milton, Massachusetts, and Ron Fishman, a senior from Roslyn, New York, the defenseman. The forwards, Vincenzo Gisanti, number 18, from Montreal, Quebec, a sophomore. The center is Evan Newgold, number 29. The captain from Goshen, Connecticut, a senior. And then a sophomore from Surrey, British Columbia, Mark McClellan, is on the right wing. For the Lord Jeffs, in goal, number 29, Connor Girard. He's 0-1 on the season with a 6.0 goals against and an 8.18 save percentage. The defenseman, a senior from Gates Mills, Ohio, number 6, Kevin Ryder. And from Toronto, Ontario, a sophomore, number 23, Patrick Mooney. He's just been announced. Jack Fitzgerald, a freshman from Guilford, Connecticut, number 14, is on the right wing. Thomas Lindstrom, number 21, a sophomore from Minneapolis, Minnesota, the center. Will Voskowska, from Midland, Michigan, a sophomore, number 9, goes out there. That's the lineups. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Face-off. This has been the LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LeBurge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. You're tuned in to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. They're so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Vergence, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We are set to go here as they get started 1 minute early, but we're back just in time for the opening faceoff underway, Middlebury and Amherst. From our broadcast vantage point, we are literally behind the Amherst net. So Middlebury in the first period will be attacking towards us here on the radio broadcast. And quickly, a save has to be made by Gerard off the wrister from Fishman. Now back to the point. Middlebury will keep it down low in the Amherst zone. Behind the net, tied up, Kevin Ryder. Kevin Ryder, number 6. He lost possession of the puck. Neugel throws one towards goal. This is waffle-boarded aside by Gerard. Rebound up but not out. A bouncing puck eventually to the blue line, slugged in. A Greenwald shot as he turns around and high and wide. The rebound comes to center. Now into the Middlebury zone off a block. Fishman back for it. Just underway here at Orr Rink. Glad you can join us. Panthers skating at us from our broadcast vantage point here in the first period. And into the zone is Travis Stevens, number 9. He's mashed up against the boards in the corner right in front of us. And a shot from the left wing circle is gloved. Taken by Haggerty, gloved by Gerard. We've played 1:09 in a scoreless game. Face off to the right of Gerard, won by the Panthers, but then the puck is scooped up by David White, number 22. Leaves a pass on off to Topher Flanagan. Puts it out in front. Klein had to get a piece of it. Behind the Middlebury net, the far end of the rink from us here. And they'll take the 200-foot skate towards us. All the way down, this will be an icing, though, against Middlebury. And the face off will go all the way into the Panthers zone, 18:31. First period, we're scoreless. Lord Jeffs will be skating away from our broadcast vantage point here in the first period. And very, very warm in here. We'll see if it plays a factor. Off the draw in the corner. Max Greenwald, number 20, with it. Sends the puck around the boards. And now Middlebury trying to go up the right side wall. Left wing for the Panthers as they attack in the first period. And now the Panthers do gain the neutral zone and dump in. Behind the net, going after it, Greenwald. He wins the puck battle, centered it out in front. But it's cut off and sent all the way down by John Festa, number 17. This will go for an icing. And we get a face-off. 18:01 to go, first period. We are scoreless. As we said, this is the last game for Middlebury here in this calendar year. January 2nd is their next game against SUNY Canton. Off the draw, shot goes wide of the mark. That taken by Terry Gogan, number 44. A rebound, a bouncing puck that cannot be settled down. That's another thing to keep an eye on with the warmth, is the puck will bounce. If it's not, even when it is frozen properly. Sometimes with the warmth, it'll pick up a little bit. That's another bouncing puck into the Amherst zone. Mashup put on there by Falvey. A turnaround shot, save made by Girard. The rebound pops loose and eventually free, where Austin Ho, number 26, will come out the center. A pass on across for a wrister that's deflected wide. That taken by Phil Johansson, number two, I should say. From the point, a shot deflected wide. Rebound, a scuffle in front. Before finally coming away with it is Gogan. Gogan behind his own cage. Gives a pass on up ahead for the chip out by Lyman. Neutral zone, and the Lord Jeffs have again. Johansson will try the right wing side. Dumped into the zone by Xavier Lewis Reed, number two. Bouncing puck out the center. Gloved down and eventually knocked forward a little bit. And the Panthers have it. And is Zekwire, number 12. Moyer's shot is right on goal and held on to by Girard. And we get a whistle with 16:46 to go in the first. No score. There is no shot totals on this scoreboard, much like what we had last night. Now off the draw, tie up in the corner to our left here as we stand behind the Amherst goal. Picked up by Greg Conrad, number 25. He's on a line with Falvey and McGovern this afternoon. Bouncing puck comes out to center. And then regrouping is Amherst and Jack Fitzgerald, number 14. Cross ice to Stephen Mallory, number 7. And Fitzgerald again. Right wing side, drops a pass for Rozefka. His shot across, and a save made by Klein. Rebound behind the net, chipped up but not out of the zone. Rozefka keeps it in. Behind the net, trying to set up Rozefka, and he couldn't quite get it there. Rozefka in the corner. Rozefka gives it on off. Now the puck comes around, but not out. Second effort by Ware does get out to center ice. Line change on for the Panthers. Lord Jeffs will do some of the same. 15:42, opening period. We're scoreless. Greenwald can't get possession of the puck. A bouncer comes out the center, and eventually on the left wing side, Connor Brown, one of the two captains, puts it out in front as he gained the Middlebury line. Deflected to the point for a shot that goes wide. Now Johansson with it behind the net. Gets tied up. It's a two-side battle just outside the faceoff circle. And eventually puck squirts free for the Middlebury attack. Three on three the other way. So a wrister from distance by Romoff. Cameron Romoff, number two, goes wide. Romoff is tied up. Still gets the puck. Sends down low for Travis Stevens, number nine. Stevens behind the net. Left wing corner. Check a right wing corner. And then this one comes out and back in for an offsides. With 15:02 to go in the first. No score. Our referee, Douglas Place Jr., and initially Michael St. Lawrence, were supposed to be the other referee, but now we're seeing a gentleman with the name of Wojcik on the back, so unless it's he might be able to play a substitute referee or just barring someone's shirt. The linesmen we do know are Rick Umek and Steven So. This puck stays in at the blue line. Middlebury still putting on the pressure here. A centering pass. Intended for, but not reaching, number 28, Mark Lyman. Bouncer comes out to center ice through Max Roach, number 20. Max Roach into the zone. Peels off. Gretzky turn at the left wing circle and sends one down low. Behind it goes, courtesy of Spencer Cage, number 22 for the Panthers. Eventually up and out to center, all the way down. No icing. It was deflected. Back for it is Mallory. Mallory, right wing boards. Had a puck knocked off his stick by Cage, who comes in 3-on-2. Cage, cross ice pass, trying to gather it. New goal, couldn't quite do so. Chipped in down low by Jasanti. Vincent Jasanti, number 18. Two-a-side battle down low. Jasanti couldn't quite control the puck. Eventually comes free to Kevin Ryder. And a right wing board for Austin Ho. Austin Ho, cross-ice pass for Ryder. Ryder steps around and a penalty call. Not a penalty call. They are calling hand pass. And a faceoff will come out of the zone. 13:50 to go in the first. We are scoreless. Off the neutral zone, tie up. Sent around the wall, not out of the zone just yet. And now sent further into the corner. Pass back to the point for a Tyler Granara shot number four. It's off the mark. Rebound. Wasefka gets tied up, and the Panthers come away with it. Right wing boards. Stevens tries to chip into the zone, and that'll be an offside. His first chip in was blocked down by Ted Hannon, number five, and in the second effort, he put into the zone offside. Theo Hannon, I should say, number five. Neutral zone face-off here, right in front of the Amherst bench. And the Lord Jeffs have possession of the puck. Sent into the zone by Connor Brown, and he gets stood up on the chip-in. Panthers trying to clear, can't do so. From the point, Hannah right into the midsection of Klein, and he holds on. And then afterwards, David White, number 22, tries to get in there and create a little malfeasance. 13:09 to go in the first period, no score. Face-off will be to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Off the tie-up. Berry trying to pry it free. Eventually they do. Gogan. And it's sent all the way down. This will be an icing against Middlebury as the puck, instead of laying flat, just decided to roll on edge. And so the linesman Stephen Sowell will bring this all the way down into the Middlebury zone with 12:56 to go in the first period. Face off in the Middlebury zone. Panthers control. Gogan behind the net. Now into the Amherst left wing corner. Puck back around. Cage peels away. Tries to send a pass up the right side, but it's cut off and out the center. Granara on the dump back in. Klein sets it up behind the net. Cage takes a look. He'll try the left side, but it's off the mark. A shot goes wide. That from Granara's stick. Rebound. Gogan puts the hit on. Puck comes out to the neutral zone, and a bouncer comes free into the zone. Trying to step forward was Greenwald, but that's knocked off his stick. Greenwald after a loose puck. Sends it back to the point where Daugherty sends it back to Greenwald. Another pass is cut off and out to center. A bouncer eventually controlled by Daugherty. He sends into the zone, only gets it as far as Johansson. That's cut off, and then Roach sends it into the Middlebury zone. Klein sets up behind his own cage and then into the corner. 11:54, first period, scoreless here at Orr Rink in Amherst, Massachusetts. Coming away with this one, John Festa, left wing side. He's into the Middlebury zone. Drops a pass down low and eventually behind the net. Roach tied up there. A centering pass, nothing but blue jerseys. Cut that puck off, and now it's out to center ice. In some skates. And eventually the puck will be sent back in. No icing on this one. Good hustle by, I believe that's Patrick Arena, number eight, coach's son. Or grandson. As this one gets sent up and out of play, we get a whistle. 11:20 to go in the first. No score. Jack Arena is the head coach here, and he's got a stellar record. 420 wins, 312 losses, 81 ties in his 32nd season here at Amherst College. Off the tie-up, won by Middlebury. Fishman around, tried to go around the wall, couldn't get it there. Eventually they'll come to the corner to the left side, at the far end of the rink from us, here in our broadcast vantage point. Delayed offside, and now a whistle's going to be blown as Amherst continued to go after the puck, and so the whistle is blown for offside with 11:03 to go in the first. No score. Shots are six apiece thus far in this one. Off the draw, Middlebury wins it. It's Fishman. This one comes out to center, where it's going to be sent right back by Ryder. Delayed offside. And eventually, this is actually staying in the zone. Middlebury dumped it in, and everybody cleared out. Onside play here for a shot by Greenwald that's saved by Girard. Rebound loose, eventually up the wall, where Chris Roll, number 19, will bring the puck out to center. Leaves a pass off for Granara. Dumps in a hard around. Chopped out by a couple of players. Eventually comes free. Greenwald tried to get onto the puck, couldn't do so. Second effort is Fitzgerald lost possession. And the puck goes behind the Middlebury cage. 10:13 to go, first period. Still scoreless here at Orr Rink. Diagonal dump in by Grenard, even though the puck was already in the zone. And the Lord Jeff's trying to set the play up here. It's Jack Fitzgerald, number 14. That pass is cut off by Max Greenwald. Greenwald, then it's eventually flipped up and out to center and sent further by Stevens. Stevens in a battle behind the net with Kevin Ryder. Works free, and eventually the Lord Jeff's come out with it. It's Fitzgerald. And across the Middlebury line, and the puck quickly sent the other way. Here goes Stevens. Stevens into the Amherst zone, behind the net. Leaves a pass on off for Conrad. Ray Conrad works his way around into the right wing corner to our left, as it were. Now setting things up. This is McGovern. Sends down low, trying to find Stevens. Couldn't quite get it there. This puck comes up, and eventually Amherst will clear their zone. Center ice play here with 9:09 to go in the first period of a scoreless game. Back for it, Spencer Cage. Cage lost possession behind the net. A centering pass out in front, but Flanagan's shot was blocked. Good job there by McGovern. Puck still loose behind the Middlebury cage. Stephen Klein checking things out behind his net as the Panthers eventually skate off with the puck. It's Braden Quest, number 23. Center ice, and that's as far as it gets. Bill Johansson with it again. Johansson gains the red line, tries to dump in, but it hit a couple of Panthers on the way, and then finally does get dumped in right on Klein's stick, which he'll gather the puck up and hold on to. 8:33 to go, first period, scoreless between Middlebury and Amherst. Faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Off the tie-up, won by the Lord Jeffs. At the point, Ryder, his shot blocked out in front and deflected onto Klein, and he holds on once again to get a whistle with 8:27 to go, first period. Oh. Shots are now 9-7 in favor of Amherst, but Middlebury has the puck and they'll skate ahead. A chip into the zone right on goal there, and Girard will hold on to it to get a whistle. So a few whistles with goaltenders holding on to pucks here. 8:19 to go in the first, and still a scoreless game. Faceoffs to this point have been even. Both sides have won 7. This faceoff to the right of Connor Girard. And Middlebury trying to go forward with this one. Falvey does get it forward. On it now is Lyman. Back to the point for a jump in. Lyman lost his edge. And this puck comes out to center. And we're seeing much of the same. Both teams very disciplined. And a long shot from the blue line right on goal. It's going to be gathered by Girard. He leaves it off as the referee was not allowing the whistle to be blown. And eventually this will come out to center ice. Quickly on this one, though, is Chisanti. A cross-ice pass. Middlebury gains the Amherst zone, but not able to get much farther behind the net and around. It's Granara. Pass up the right wing boards. Trying to skate ahead was Reed. Couldn't quite do so. Center ice, and eventually a tie-up right at the Middlebury blue line. Panthers puck out the center and then quickly picked off and moved back in by Austin Ho. He lost possession of the puck on a good stick lift by Chisanti, though. Puck around to the boards on the left side, and now the Panthers come away with it. New gold shot, and it's a pad save by Girard. Rebound all the way out to center and into the Middlebury zone. 7:05 to go, first period. Scoreless here, and an even matchup between Middlebury and Amherst. No icing on this one. Is getting a piece of it was Jasanti. Panthers trying to set up down low. New goal, creating a screen in front as Greenwald, a shot in front, score! Max Greenwald saw the screen in front, took a shot, and Gerard couldn't see around it. Middlebury on the board first. It's 1-0 with 6:46 to go in the first. Set up innocently enough, just a battle down low. Puck worked its way around. Newgold setting up traffic in front, sets up the screen, and Greenwald takes the shot. Time and a goal, 13-14. And Middlebury on the board first. Greenwald will get the goal. It's his third goal in as many games. And third of the season. Awaiting the assists on the goal. But the Panthers once again strike first. Now moving into the zone. Onside. A chance here for Quast. He couldn't quite get the puck worked free. I check, not Quest, it was Haggerty. And it's sent out to center. Newgold and McClellan get assists on the goal. And then this one comes out to center ice through Fitzgerald. A center ice dump in, waffle boarded aside by Klein. Puck down low. Middlebury trying to work the puck out, and eventually does get to the blue line, but it's as far as it gets. Grenara's shot, pad save made by Klein. He was well out of his cage. The rebound worked free to the right wing corner. Shot, a broken stick. Johansson had his stick just shatter on him. That creates a two-on-two. Johansson without a stick. Shooting, and a save made by Gerard, and he holds on. Stevens with the opportunity there. 5:42 to go in the first. Max Greenwald's third goal of the season has given the Panthers a 1-0 lead. Evan Newgold picks up assist number 6 on the year, and for Mark McClellan, assist number 2. Face off to the left of Connor Gerard. And we're awaiting some explanation given to Coach Jack Arena. And now we go on. Off the tie-up. Amherst wins this draw. Behind the net, Ryder gets bumped, but he made the play, and the puck eventually comes out to center ice. On it, Gogan. Gogan sends it back in on the dump-in. Battling for it now, Paul Falvey, number 43. Tie up along the wall, eventually trying to spring it free as Mark Lyman. Puck to the point for a shot by Gogan. It's padded aside by Gerard. Falvey ties up for the rebound, coming in to help out for Amherst's Grenara. They still work the puck around and eventually comes free to Ryder. Bouncing puck out to center ice. That's as far as it gets before it's going to be skated back into the zone by Brendan McGovern. McGovern centering pass is cut off and skated out by White. Pass to the left side for Flanagan. He crosses. And an eventual shot there by White goes up and over. Rebound out to center ice. And here come the Panthers again. Trying to step into the zone with this one. Not able to do so cleanly was Mark McClellan. A loose puck comes to the blue line. Must be jumped onto by David Belush, number 42. He tries to send down low. It's cut off and sent all the way down by Theo Hanna. Skating back for it, Belushi's the first one there, and we get the whistle with 4:28 to go in the opening period, and Max Greenwald's goal has given the Panthers a 1-0 lead. Face-off will be to the right of Connor Gerard. Off the draw, won by the Lord Jeffs. Puck comes out the center, though. And the Panthers will just dump it right back in. Gerard's going to jump on this puck and hold on with McClellan bearing down on him. 4:18 to go in the first period, and Middlebury leads 1-0. Shots are 12-11 now in favor of the Panthers. Newgold to take this draw against Roche. Roche wins it back, but the first one on it, it's Connor Brown. Check that. Is Jasanti. His puck goes up and out of play. We'll have another faceoff with 4:11 to go in the period. That's always the big one. These faceoffs. And who will win them? Amherst wins this draw. Both teams to battle to a stalemate in that department pretty much. And this puck kept in the zone by Fishman. He scored one of the three Middlebury goals last night. Around the wall it goes, and eventually Amherst will work it out through Festa. Cross-ice pass is only going to get as far as Fishman. Fishman is on a cross, and the Panthers set things up again. Greenwald. Max Greenwald flips in from center. Glove down by Festa. He gives a pass to the right side for the dump in by Xavier Lewis Reed. Panthers regather with 3:33 to go in the first period. Off the half boards and out to center, Johansson. A bouncing puck around by Reed. He gets it back in the left wing faceoff circle. I could turn around and pass it. Couldn't do so. Second effort does get to the point. And kept in momentarily, but the Panthers will now skate it out 2-on-2. This is Falvey, but he's offside as Stevens went in ahead of the play. 3:12 to go. First period. 1-0 Panthers. And a neutral zone faceoff right in front of the Amherst bench to follow. Right above the bench areas is the Camerwells, where the video productions set up and the home broadcast, as it were. Off the draw, Amherst has got it behind their own cage. Ryder, a bouncing puck eventually corralled by Thomas Lindstrom, number 21, out at center. Lindstrom's been quiet thus far. He dumps it into the zone, though. Around the net, this puck comes out to the point where it's gloved down by Theo Hannon to send in. Now a loose biscuit onto the governed stick, and it goes up and hits one of the light rods here. The lighting system here at Orr Rink hangs down, and one of the electrical rods to provide the lighting here was struck by the puck, so we get a whistle and a faceoff in the Middlebury zone with 2:45 to go here in the first of a 1-0 Panther lead. Middlebury wins this draw, going back for it. Braden Quast sends it around the wall and eventually out to center. A loose puck that's going to be slugged into the zone. Some players change up for both sides. This one around the wall, eventually getting out to this. You know, Nugo almost got into it, sent all the way down. First one back will be Gogan and gets the icing call. 2:23 to go in the first. 1-0 Panthers with the lead. And this, as we had suspected, was going to be a good checking affair, very clean game. I anticipate a lot more five-on-five time in this one. Puck around the wall. Hopefully I didn't put the mush on things. Behind the net now, it's Daugherty. Matt Daugherty with the puck, tries left wing boards, and a little feathered pass back to Daugherty. Over the Amherst line. A centering pass deflected intended for Newgold. Quickly skating the other way with this one. And a cross-ice pass by Flanagan. Give on off for a shot by White. That's gobbled up by Klein. And he gets a whistle. 1:54 to go. First period. 1-0. Panthers with the lead. Shot totals are now 13 apiece. And it's not to say, you look at the shots and say, well, that's a lot of shots in the period. No, both teams have been playing well defensively. Most of the shots have been coming from distance with not much of a chance for a rebound or the rebound getting cleared. And as this puck in the neutral zone gets cleared up into the Panther bench with 1:43 to go. Check it, 14-12 of the shots. That was even, they added a couple more. 14-12 Middlebury with the advantage in shots. The tie-up. Panthers win the draw. Skating ahead with this one and dumping it in McClellan from the red line. Going in after us and getting meshed up for his efforts was Greenwald. Puck works itself free to Haggerty. Down low for Stevens behind the net. This line creating some problems here right now as the bouncing puck. Fishman does a good job to prevent it initially from getting cleared out. Finally, an equally good effort by Max Roach gets it to center. Dumped back in by Middlebury. No icing. A play in the left corner from us as we hit the one-minute mark in the first period with the Panthers up 1-0. Behind the net, trying to get onto this one is Greg Conrad. Still they battle for it to the right point for the backhand into the zone by Fishman. Behind the net now, it's a two-side battle. Eventually back to Fishman at the right point. Wrist shot, that just goes wide. Rebound. Good job by Neary to step up and keep in. Loose puck goes all the way around to the right, to the left side, when it's sent all the way on goal. Klein sticks it aside. Neary back for it. 24 seconds to go in the first period. This one comes back out to center. A nifty little between the legs pass by Ryder as he was getting pressured. And it got the pass off and eventually into the Middlebury zone. Now a battle going on. A dump in finally. Hit put on there. Austin Ho and Greg Conrad were getting after it. In the last stages, this one sent all the way down. And an icing with 0.2 seconds to go in the period. So our first little bit of animosity, but the referees deciding not to call anything on. Just let the boys go, and we play on. And now a face-off, and Jasanti will just see if he can knock it forward. Everybody in front. Jasanti bounces it right into a leg, and then the period ends. And then afterwards, some pushing and shoving going on. Jasanti and McGovern getting into a pushing match, along with Chris Roll, number 19, and Austin Ho, number 26. And now everybody finally separates and will go to their respective dressing rooms. Shots on goal in the period. Middlebury had 14. Amherst with 12. The lone goal scored by Max Greenwald at the 13-14 mark. Our score at the end of one. It's the Middlebury Panthers 1. And the Amherst Lord Jeffs, nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Hi, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. We just had our best November in years due to our offer of employee pricing on all new vehicles in stock. So I'm happy to announce we're going to extend this offer in December. You pay what we pay, which means deep discounts off MSRP on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock. Plus incredible factory rebates with up to 0% financing for 75 months on certain models. Stop in today and take advantage of the spectacular deal. And remember, at Foster Motors.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Catch the magic of shopping local during Brandon's Moonlight Madness at Creative Fiber Designs. On Thursday, December 17th, from 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy 10% off note cards, books, patterns, table runners, quilts, Island Batik scarves, Liberty of London scarves, Christmas panels, Vermont goat soap, wine bags, pillowcase kits, and other Vermont-made products. Creative Fiber Designs, 6 Park Street in historic downtown Brandon, or at creativefiberdesigns.org.
All right, all right. I apologize how I treated you the last few months. You know I care. I've just been, well, busy, but I still love you. Oh, come on, please. What's it gonna take? You know, I have a meeting in 20 minutes. Can't this wait till after? I hate when we argue. Okay, okay. I promise that I will take you to G-Stone's, make it shine, and get a full detail in and out. See? I do care.
Your car loves you, takes you wherever you need to go. Show your car the same kind of love back. G-Stones Make It Shine specializes in complete exterior and interior cleaning for passenger vehicles, commercial trucks, motorhomes, and campers. After a visit to G-Stones Make It Shine, your car will say, thank you. Stop in to schedule an appointment on Route 7 Middlebury or call 388-8005.
Fire and Ice has been Middlebury's landmark restaurant since 1974. With the holidays here, there's no more perfect gift than a gift certificate. Buy a $100 gift certificate and Fire and Ice will give you a $20 certificate for free. There's nothing wrong getting yourself a little treat for the holidays too. Once you try Fire and Ice or the Moose Pub, you'll be back again and again. So this year, give the perfect gift and one for yourself. From Paris and the staff at Fire and Ice, Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Orr Rink, we're at the first intermission, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead over the Amherst Lord Jeffs. Brett Luthner here in Amherst, Massachusetts. We had one goal scored in that first period. It came at the 13-14 mark. The Panthers, and what is hopefully is their staple, as Coach Sinclair would like it to be, a good solid forecheck in the Amherst zone would pay dividends. Max Greenwald would cash in his third in three games. No icing on this one, is getting a piece of it was Jasanti. Panthers trying to set up down low, new goal, creating a screen in front as Greenwald, a shot in front, score! Max Greenwald saw the screen in front, took a shot, and Gerard couldn't see around it. Middlebury on the board first. It's 1-0 with 6:46 to go in the first. For Max Greenwald, his third goal of the season, and as I said, third in as many games, as he's been playing extremely well for the Panthers. Newgold and McClellan with the assists at 13-14. Shots on goal in the first period, 14-12 in favor of Middlebury. And one other interesting note in terms of the statistics, we look at faceoffs a lot, and the good people here at Amherst provide us with some totals. 15-11 faceoffs in favor of Middlebury. That'll be something to keep an eye on as we go forward. Middlebury winning the draws, Max Greenwald winning 6 out of 11, Evan Newgold 4 out of 7 in that first period of play. Evan Newgold also had 3 shots on goal in the first period to lead all Panthers. We'll take a break. When we come back, NHL scoreboard to get you updated on. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The Residence at Otter Creek in Middlebury sits on a 34-acre campus overlooking the magnificent Champlain Valley, nearby downtown Middlebury, and all of its charm. Winding paths connect their quaint two-bedroom cottages, while their main residence offers studio, one- and two-bedroom apartments. Independent, assisted, and memory care living with countless amenities to indulge your every need. The Residence at Otter Creek is your retirement dream come true. Visit residenceottercreek.com.
Dillon Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Dillon Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Dillon Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Here in Amherst, Massachusetts at Orr Rink, Panthers with a 1-0 lead on the Amherst Lord Jets after 20 minutes of play. NHL scoreboard update sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. There's one game going on currently in the National Hockey League. Florida at Boston. The Bruins lead 2-1 late in the third period in that game. Both goals for Boston by Ryan Spooner. That's held up so far. Riley Smith, the lone goal scorer for Florida. And if any of my Stratomatic buddies are listening in, that's bonus points for me. So 2-1 Boston with 2 minutes to go in the third period. In that game, Roberto Luongo back to his house of horrors, back from his Vancouver days. He's in net still for Florida. Took a rest in goal for Boston. All other games later tonight, Kings from Los Angeles visiting Buffalo at 7 p.m. Islanders visiting Columbus at 7 as well. Ottawa at Montreal. Washington at Tampa Bay are also 7 o'clock starts. Colorado at Nashville for an 8 p.m. start, as well as Dallas at St. Louis. Carolina at Arizona, 9 p.m. start time there. The Rangers, Rangers coming off a 7-5 loss at Edmonton on Glenn Sather night last night. They go to Calgary to take on the Flames at 10 p.m. And Minnesota at San Jose, a 10:30 start in the Shark Tank. That is the NHL scoreboard update sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Our score here from Orr Rink at the end of one period, it's the Middlebury College Panthers 1 and the Amherst College Lord Jeffs nothing. Second period action in just a few moments. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. They're so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Fire and Ice has been Middlebury's landmark restaurant since 1974. With the holidays here, there's no more perfect gift than a gift certificate. Buy a $100 gift certificate and Fire and Ice will give you a $20 certificate for free. There's nothing wrong getting yourself a little treat for the holidays too. Once you try Fire and Ice or the Moose Pub, you'll be back again and again. So this year, give the perfect gift and one for yourself. From Paris and the staff at Fire and Ice, Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Simon has an obsession with cats. He's been known to go a little over the top. He wanted his cats to have more space to roam, so he felt it was time to add a playroom onto his house.
Easy enough. Just need some lumber, hammer and nails, some paint.
Simon was in over his head and no one was happy. Then he realized with a home equity loan from Vermont Federal Credit Union, he could afford to hire someone to build the playroom the right way. Soon, his household was happier than ever, with more space for everyone. Whether you're improving your home, buying a car, or have unique loan needs like Simon, start by talking to the team at Vermont Federal Credit Union. You'll get a fantastic rate and flexible payment terms to make your life a whole lot easier. Sometimes the best solutions are right in front of you. Vermont Federal Credit Union. We've been here all along. Visit us at vermontfederal.org.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. No cats were harmed in the making of this commercial.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Here at Orr Rink, as the Zamboni is done with its work and the ice crew is getting the nets ready for the start of the second period, might as well update you a little bit more on that Martin's True Value Hardware out-of-town scoreboard in the National Hockey League. It has gone final at TD Garden in Boston. Brad Marchand added an empty net goal, his 14th of the season, and the Bruins have defeated the Florida Panthers by a final score of 3-1. Once again, Ryan Spooner scoring two goals in that game, his 6th and 7th of the season, one of those on the power play. Riley Smith's 8th goal of the season for the Panthers. That came in the third period before Marchand adding the empty netter to finish things up in that game. Bruins win by a final score of 3-1. And as we said, every other game in the National Hockey League goes later tonight. Here, as we're a couple of moments away from the start of the second period, the Ice Crew having a little bit more difficulty with the goal nearest us, the far goal, the opposite end of the scoreboard end here, or rink. There's only one scoreboard. It's against the wall at the far end of the rink, right against the cinder block wall here. That goal is in place and ready to go, but the goal here closer to us, they're having a little bit of a problem with one of the goal anchors for the goaltender's right post. They're having a little bit of an issue, and so they're trying to remedy that situation. The officiating crew outside waiting for the final word, and it looks like that they have the problem resolved and should get back at it momentarily. The Stripes have come back out for the second period, and momentarily we'll be joined by the two teams here, Middlebury and Amherst. One last check of the goal, and it looks like everything's okay. As the officials just going through their skate around, and the linesman, I do believe it's Stephen Saul will check the net over as both teams come back out here for the start of the second period. 20 more seconds before Amherst jumps on the ice, and 10 seconds after that will be Middlebury, as per standards set forth by the NCAA. Smelled popcorn popping. The Amherst Youth Hockey coffee table is set up just off to our right outside of the rink. And you can smell the popcorn at the coffee table there. There's also still a box of pizza left. There are a few boxes that were here earlier, and people have polished those off. And there's some fans here at Orr Rink purchasing concessions. Both teams have now taken to the ice. Second period will start momentarily. The Panthers will be skating away from us here in the second period. And the Lord Jeff skating at us. 14 shots for the Panthers in that first period. Newgold had three of them. Haggerty, Greenwald, and Cage, two apiece. Romoff, Stevens, Ware, Fishman, and McGovern all had one. Leading shooters for Amherst, Topher Flanagan and Thomas Lindstrom had two shots in that first period, and a bevy of others, just one each. Second period, getting set to start. Connor Brown, one of the captains for Amherst, to take the draw against the captain for Middlebury, Evan Newgold. And the second's underway. Newgold wins the draw back. On it now is Fishman. Newgold, left wing boards, trying to find McClone, couldn't quite do so. And the Lord Jeff's come out into the neutral zone with this puck. Skating ahead, a shot by Brown is deflected wide. First one on it, Jasanti, to the blue line but not out. This is gloved down by Flanagan. Pass to the right point, that shot blocked, and not out of the zone though. Flanagan goes back to the left point. However, this puck is kicked out. Nice job with the footwork by Vincenzo Jasanti, number 18. Quickly back into the zone. The Lord Jeff's trying to set things up once again. This is Flanagan battling. Trying to spin out of pressure. Big hit put on. And that might have drawn... Nope, hand pass, and the faceoff's going to come out of the zone. Big hit put on... Mark McClone was on the receiving end of it, but no penalty, say the referees. Face out of the zone, it's going to say in the zone, I should say. At the hand pass against Middlebury. Newgold to take the draw against Thomas Lindstrom. And Middlebury with possession of the puck. Around the wall comes, eventually onto the stick of Jasanti. Up and out of the zone to center. This is no icing. Panthers going to line change. Long pass off to the stick of Osefka. His shot glove down by Klein. 18:52, second period, 1-0 Middlebury. Max Greenwald's third of the season, the lone goal to this point. Off the tie-up, won by Amherst. A bouncing puck that Stevens gets out to center. Trying to push it further was Haggerty. Couldn't do so. Back into the Middlebury zone it goes. First one on it, Daugherty. He gets tied up on the boards, at the half boards. Eventually onto Greenwald's stick. He's checked off the puck. Amherst with an opportunity going to the ice and drawing a penalty is Thomas Lindstrom. Hooking is going to be the call. Haggerty heads to the box. First power play of the game goes to Amherst. Time at a penalty, 1:31. Haggerty to the box. And off the tie-up. It's just mashed around in the corner before the puck finally works free. And the Lord Jeffs will try to work the power play here. Both teams very good penalty killers. We'll try to give you those numbers in a moment. On it now is Roll. Back to the point for a shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. And then some pushing and shoving afterwards. And nothing further. 18:08 to go in the second. 1-0 Panthers. Coming in, Lord Jeffs, 19.2% effective on the power play. That's 32nd in NCAA Division III. And the Panthers killing them off 12 out of 13. That's 92.3%. 8th in the nation. Amherst wins this draw. Back to the point, Johansson steps around. His shot goes wide. Rebound behind the net, Brown. Brown peels around, left wing faceoff circle. Back to the left point, Hanna goes cross ice to Johansson. Setting things up now is Roll. Shot, that's wide of the mark. Rebound gathered by Chisanti, up and out all the way down. 1:14 to go on the power play. 17:42, first period, second period I should say. It's 1-0 Panthers. Amherst setting things up behind their own cage. Steadily trying to come out is Hanna. Instead, he peels a pass back. 57 on the man advantage. Skating ahead with this one. And across the line is Johansson. His shot blocked off and sent all the way back into the Amherst zone. Back for this one now is Mooney. Patrick Mooney puts on the brakes behind the net and will set things up. Mooney steps ahead at the blue line. Gives a pass on off to the left side. Flanagan into the Panthers zone. Pass comes around, cut off behind the net, sent up. Cage was the one that cut up. Check it. Greenwald cut it off. Now Gogan in a battle. It's a 3-on-2 battle in the corner right in front of us to our right. A loose puck up the wall. Gogan tries to get it out of the zone. Couldn't do so. And it's kept in momentarily. Greenwald, though, gets it out the center. And now we'll skate ahead with this one. 8 seconds on the power play. Greenwald's shot blocked off. 2-1, the power play expires without a goal. Amherst 0-for-1 on the power play. Around the net, a stuff attempt hits the side of the net. Still controlled by Lindstrom. Lindstrom, centering pass right onto the stick of Haggerty, who had come out of the box. Back Haggerty, and on the left wing side, his shot is knocked into the corner, into the netting by Girard, and we get a whistle. 16:11 to go in the second, 1-0 Panthers. This will be a face-off to the right of goaltender Connor Girard. Off the draw, this is one, or controlled, I should say, by Amherst and out the center. Getting the puck and sending it back in is Neary, where he couldn't get it as far as he wanted to. Still in the zone, though, and now finally comes up and all the way down. Icing will be the call against Amherst, and we get the whistle with 15:52 to go in the second period, and the Panthers lead 1-0. This will be another face-off in the Amherst zone to the right of goaltender Connor Girard, who has turned aside 14 out of 15 shots to this point for Middlebury. Panthers win the draw, send down low, trying to get onto this puck, in, wiping out, I believe it's Lyman. Far end of the ice, and now a whistle, as Lyman was on top of the puck, and we get, no, that wasn't Lyman on the ice. He was standing up. Cannot quite see who that is, but 15:39, and now it comes free, and it's Brendan McGovern, number 39. 15:39 here in the second. Face off at the far end from us to the left of goaltender Girard. And off this draw, the Panthers win it. From the point, a shot's blocked. Getting onto the stick of Weir. Zach Weir sends it down low. A centering pass out in front, bounces around a little bit, and eventually out to center. Weir's got it back. Cross ice for Daugherty, who dumps it in and around. Stepping to this one is Stevens. He kicks it forward. Granara the first one there, though. Turns it over to the point where a cross-ice pass is deflected. On it now is Haggerty. As the Panthers set things up in the Lord Jeff zone, a shot blocked off into the half wall and eventually out to center. Gathering on the right wing side is Haggerty. He's knocked off the puck, but Daugherty has it now. Back into his own zone where give to Stevens at the red line. Chipped in further by Haggerty. Line change on for the Panthers. 14:45 to go. Second period. 1-0. Losing an edge was Gogan. This puck around the wall on the left side. A bouncer eventually at the blue line trying to get it out. Jasanti, he couldn't. Secondary help coming from Cage, and it's at the center. Dumped right back into the zone. Set up behind by Klein. Cage looks around the left wing boards. Eventually finds Jasanti. Tried to get it to Neugel, but it was cut off, and a long shot is gloved and held on to by Klein. 14:19 to go here in the second. 1-0. Panthers still with the lead. They've done a good job of keeping everything to the periphery. Off this draw, Amherst wins it. Puck down low, set up there. Pass out in front. Stick save calmly made off the shot from Flanagan by Klein. Now in the right boards, on the right side from us, here comes Neugel. A pass to the left side, Jasanti. He's onside. Jasanti, Neugel calling for it, a centering pass, but Neugel had his stick lifted. Good keep at the line by Gogan. Ends it up behind the net. Jasanti trying to gain possession, couldn't do so. Jasanti then steps out in front, lost possession again. Gogan waiting for it at the right point. Instead, he goes to the left point for a shot from Fishman. It's wide. Looking like more of a pass on that one. New goal, cross ice, Gogan. His shot from the point, gloved down but not held on to by Girard. All right, a left point shot, I should say, by the captain goes knocked into the corner, and this one will get up and sent all the way down. This will be icing against Amherst, and so the tired bunch of Lord Jess will be caught out there with 13:16 to go in the second period, and the Panthers lead 1-0. Face off to the right of Girard. And now all four officials are having a conference just outside the blue line of the Amherst zone. Not sure what that was all about, but either way, we'll have a face-off. And the Panthers winning. Back to the point. Almost an extra 10 seconds of a breather for the unit that's out there for the Lord Jeffs at the moment. Out in front, this pass is cut off, and Amherst will come out center. A two-on-two dump in, line change on for Amherst as the Panthers regroup. On it now is Neary. Here's a pass across the middle, and then down the left wing boards, it's Fishman. His shot, that's across and off the mark. Back out to center, Neary. Neary tries the left wing boards, it's cut off and dumped in by Amherst. With 12:41 to go here in the second. Neary now in the right corner. Gives on off for a pass that missed three sets of sticks. Three guys got a piece of it, but none could hold on to it. Back into the Middlebury zone. Amherst trying to put on a forecheck here. 12:24, second period. 1-0 Panthers with the lead. Max Greenwald, his third of the season. The lone goal for the Panthers here in this NESCAC tilt. Around the back of the net, Fishman lets it go. First one on to Johansson, though. Johansson back out to the point and gets a return pass. Well, Johansson with it still. His shot goes wide of the net, and the rebound goes all the way down into the Amherst zone. And that'll give Middlebury a chance to change their lines. Amherst trying to catch him on the change, but a good job by Middlebury to get people out there. Shot goes wide of Klein's cage. Rebound, and away go the Panthers. Greenwald. Greenwald on the left wing side. Onside, he chips it in, gets bumped. Stevens, he gets helped to the wall by Johansson. A tie up behind, and eventually Johansson's got the puck. 11:35, middle period. 1-0 Panthers. They dump into the zone. Back for it, Belush. Sends it. Tried to send it around the boards. Couldn't quite do so. Greenwald comes in to help out. Gets a pass on off. Skating away is Haggerty. Now down the left wing side is Daugherty. Matt Daugherty tried to drop a pass off. Couldn't quite control it. Stevens comes and helps out on the left wing boards. And then Daugherty sends down low. Stevens dives for a loose puck. Couldn't quite control. And a neutral zone play here for Amherst. Only as far as Terry Gogan. He lost possession of the puck, though, on a good forecheck by Xavier Lewis-Reed. Tie up, eventually controlled by the Panthers and out the center. Regained by Granara. Dumps back in as far as Gogan. And he sends up the right side, and the Panthers will come away with this again. Here's Newgold. Onside, his shot blocked in into the netting, and we get a whistle. 10:42 to go here in the second period. Middlebury with the 1-0 lead over Amherst. Our next broadcast here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network is Saturday, January 2nd. Happy New Year, everybody. At 5 p.m. face-off, 4:30 pregame, when the Panthers take on SUNY Canton live from the friendly confines of Middlebury College. That's a 5 p.m. face-off. As quickly, the Lord Jeff's into the zone onside. Centering pass never gets through. Kenyon Arena. We'll see the Panthers for the first time in quite some time. Panthers now into the zone. And not for long, though, as this puck bounces and then skids all the way down to the Middlebury end. No icing on this. Back for it, Cage. The chip in on the 100-foot pass by Fishman. Now everybody will set up for the Panthers in the zone as they get the forecheck going on. A little mashup put on there by Hannah. Puck works itself free. Eventually the lineman tried to center out front, couldn't do so. Eventually to the point, Fishman gathers, shoots, score! That might have been tipped out in front. Fishman took the shot, and it could have been deflected with 9:42 to go in the second. Panthers lead 2-0. Time of the goal, 10:18. Could not tell if it was tipped or not. But either way, the Panthers on the board yet again and now have a two-goal cushion. Back into the Panthers zone off this faceoff. Middlebury had won it. And now skating ahead with this is Haggerty into the zone. Now Greenwald sends down low and a pass around the boards. Cut by Stevens. Back to the point. A wrister by Greenwald is blocked. Good job there. Sacrificing by Johansson. Now it was deflected out in front. Initially they say Fishman, but we'll get the official stuff in a little bit. In the meantime, here's Amherst into the zone. Save made by Klein off the attempt from White. And then down to the ice is Newgold. And we get a whistle. 8:56 to go in the second. And Middlebury leads 2-0. We heard on the public address, Fishman got one of the assists. We'll check everything to be sure. Some conversation, face-off. We'll stay in the Middlebury zone as some players are getting chased off. Evan Newgold wants to know why they can't sub out. And now he'll step into the circle. Face off one by Amherst. Puck around, trying to get it out of the zone. That will do so. Daugherty. A tie up along the near, along the boards right in front of us. As the Panthers are skating away from us here from our vantage point in the second period. To the left side. Another two-a-side scrum in there, trying to work it free as Weir. Couldn't quite do so, and eventually does. Left wing for Chisanti. Weir's now got it. He'll dump it into the zone. Panthers get to complete their line change. Getting crunched up is McClellan. And the Lord Jeffs will come out to center with it. 8:17 to go in the second period. A whistle and an offside. 8:15 to go in the second. And the Panthers with a 2-0 lead. Not changed the goal as of yet. We know there was... looks like it was tipped out in front. Right now, Ronald Fishman with the goal. We'll see if there's any confirmation on that later on. In the meantime, a loose puck in the boards to our, in the corner to our left. Still a tie up there, trying to work it free as Cage. Eventually does get worked free and out to center by Salvi. And then it hit somebody in the Amherst bench, and we get a whistle with 7:54 to go in the second. Neutral zone face-off here, and the Panthers with the two-goal lead. Now we get it. Mark Lyman deflected it in front. He gets the goal for Lyman. It's his second of the season, and another whistle, and a stoppage of play, and face-off again in the neutral. Oh, it's going to come all the way down with 7:48 to go. Lyman's second from Fishman and Neary. At 10:18. Off the draw. Middlebury wins it. Puck around the boards. Stevens gets hit hard and up high. But a good clean hit by Brown. Not dangerously high. Did not make head contact. It was a good time. Although penalty coming up. And another hit behind the play. And interference is the call. And so power play here for Middlebury, as going to the box is Phil Johansson. Time of the penalty, 12:28. And the Panthers on only their sixth power play of the season. They're 1-for-5. That 20% ranks them tied for 27th in the nation. 92.9 killing in the Lord Jeffs. 26 out of 28, that's 5th in the nation. And this one's cut off, and Amherst will skate it out to center. This is Connor Brown. Brown shorthanded. Brown still with it in the slot, and they'll rag off some time, but sending it all the way back down to Kevin Ryder. Ryder gathers and eventually sends it. Evan Newgold's got it. Fishman and Neary, the defenseman. Newgold, Chisanti, and Haggerty, the forwards. Newgold sends into the zone and quickly sent right back out. Fishman on the left side. The give, and Amherst aggressive on not allowing Middlebury to gain the zone just yet, and they finally do. Now set things up. Chisanti shooting right into the numbers on the front of the jersey of Connor Girard, and he holds on. 6:41 to go in the second, 2-0 Panthers. Still a minute 10 to go on the power play. Face-off will come to the left of Connor Girard. And off the draw, Panthers look to control and do through Falvey. Trying to go back to the point where Greenwald was manning it, but instead it's a 2-on-1. Nearly good job by Greenwald to prevent David White from getting forward with the puck. Almost a mini breakaway. Back for it now. It's Greenwald. He'll just skate it behind his own net. 45 on the man advantage. Greenwald to the right side for Stevens. Stevens gets to the blue line before dumping it in. Slugged out, but then Stevens blocks off that clearing attempt. into the corner now with this one, trying to gain possession. It's a big old tie-up. Haggerty's out there now. Salvi's got it. Leaves off Stevens on the left wing circle. Stevens skates out to the slot. Greenwald at the point. He gets a return pass. Takes a shot from there. Never gets through, though. A mass of bodies in front. And it's neutral zone play here. Eight on the power play. One last chance. Greenwald will rush it forward. With three to go on the man advantage. Backhander right on goal and a save made by Gerard. And he holds on. 5:33 to go here in a second. 2 seconds to go on the Panther power play. And Middlebury leads 2-0. Face-off will be to the left of goaltender Connor Gerard. Off the tie-up, this will kill off the power play. Both teams 0-for-1. Kept in by Gogan at the point. His shot deflected and eventually out the center. Cage slugs it right back into the zone. A delayed offside is now being called. And the face-off will come out into the neutral zone with 5:20 to go in the second. A cool NESCAC scoreboard. Which, by the way, there'll be a game here later tonight. Salve Regina and Amherst, Salve Regina, I should say, and Amherst will get going here in a women's action at 7:30 later tonight. Middlebury women's team is in action as well, taking on Castleton State. We'll give you those updates at the second intermission. Now a bouncing puck. Eventually it'll work itself free, trying to step forward. Newgold couldn't quite do so, and Amherst running out the center ice. And eventually into the Middlebury zone. Back for it now is Gogan. Leaves off for Cage. Right side Haggerty. Haggerty tripped up. No, yes, penalty call coming up against Amherst. Roller on goal, and holding on to it is Gerard. And we get a whistle. Tripping is the call, and the Panthers going right back to the power play. Haggerty got tripped up going to the box as Festa. And Middlebury to their second power play. They're 0-for-1. Time of the penalty, 15:26. Face off to the left of goaltender Connor Gerard. And the Panthers win the draw. Greenwald with it. Tried to go back to the point. Good keep there at the point for the dump in by Falvey. Now a mashup right behind the goal. Everybody digging away at it. This one will eventually work itself free through Kevin Ryder, but he gets tied up again. Panthers have possession. Half a minute gone by in the power play. Nice job by Greenwald to keep that puck in the zone. Stevens at the left point will send it down low. Eventually to the right wing circle. Now Greenwald at the high point. Right wing circle for a shot that goes wide. They were looking for a deflection. That was McGovern with that opportunity. Short-handed. Good job as Lindstrom tried to get into the zone, and Greenwald knocked the puck off his stick. Greenwald, long pass, deflected, no icing. Going after this one is McClellan. McClellan with a mashup behind the net, change on for the Panthers, and thus the Lord Jeffs get it out to center. Gathering with it is Giasanti. Cross ice pass for Neary. Back for Fishman and the recoil. Fishman skates ahead with this one, in across the Amherst line. Ron Fishman shooting, pad save, rebound was loose in the slot, but a good job by the Lord Jeffs to clean up the mess. However, Middlebury still have possession of the puck in the zone. Half a minute to go on the power play. 3:02 to go. Second period. 2-0 Middlebury. A stuff attempt out in front was rejected. Back into the corner. The Panthers far end of the rink here. As they are skating away from us in the second period. And this one gets sent all the way down. 12 on the man advantage. Behind the net is Fishman. He'll skate it out. One last chance. Might not have a power play opportunity here. Fishman into the zone. Power play expires. 0-for-2 of the Panthers with the man advantage. Fishman loses an edge but keeps possession of the puck. Checked there by Mooney. Fishman and Mooney still doing battle. His close quarters scrums, and eventually Fishman steps away with. Tried to go back to Neary, but a bouncing puck goes through his legs and all the way into the Middlebury zone. Neary hustles back to get to this puck, helping out and sending it out of the zone was Lyman. Right back in, and Mark Lyman collects the puck again. 2:05 to go, second period, 2-0 Panthers. Another bouncer into the zone, gloved down and settled by Klein for Neary. Andrew Neary with this one. He's got some room to skate with this. Gains the red line before he passes off Terry Gogan on the right side and then goes off for a change. On steps Cage in his stead. Center ice. Cage will just dump it right back in. And a big hit put on there by Conrad. Gained possession of puck. A long shot is going to be saved by Girard, and he holds on. 1:36 to go in the second period, and the Panthers lead 2-0. Oh, we're at it. End of two. Back at Kenyon Arena, and the Middlebury women's team has a 2-0 lead on 2-1 lead on Castleton State. Off the draw, a shot goes wide, taken by Stevens. Gogan tries to keep in. It's just slugged out of the zone. Back for it, Cage. He slaps it around behind the net on the backhand to Greenwald on the left boards. Out to center. Picking the puck up again and trying to gain the zone is Johansson. He turns over, though, and Johansson has to regroup. 1:08 to go in the second period, 2-0 Panthers. And a whistle offside is the call with 1:05 to go in the second. We'll recap the second period and give you the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard at the second intermission of this one. The Panthers with a 2-0 lead on Amherst. Here at Orr Rink. Off the draw. Panthers gain possession of the puck here. It's Fishman. Half boards and out to center. Backhanded into the zone by McClellan. Now a battle along the boards. Eventually it's going to work free. To Fishman at the point. Rister is towards goal and knocked aside into the half boards towards the Middlebury, towards the bench area. And now the Lord Jeffs come out to center and dump in. Klein sets it up behind the cage. Fishman goes back there. Checked closely by John Festa, number 17. Both teams battle for the puck. Eventually squirting free. Festa, turnaround shot, never gets through the goal. Going after is Max Roche. Back to the point for dump in by Theo Hanna. Now low. Festa sends it out for a shot from the left wing circle by Panarina, number 8. Another shot is behind the net. A stuff attempt out in front. Klein jumps on the loose puck and holds on. And a couple players stumble over sticks and arms. 6.3 seconds to go in the second period. 2-0 the score in favor of Middlebury. Face-off will be to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Middlebury with the edge in shots to this point. And everybody positioning for the faceoff here. With 6.3 seconds to go in the period. Off the draw. Good win there by McGovern. Around the net it goes. Onto the stick of Spencer Cage. And he'll rang out the clock. And that'll end the second period of play. Middlebury got one more in that period, courtesy of Mark Lyman's deflection. And our score at the end of two periods of play is the Middlebury Panthers 2 and the Amherst Lord Jeffs nothing. We will take a timeout. We'll recap the second period and also give you the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard when we return. Shots on goal, by the way, are in favor of Middlebury 24-19. 2-0 Panthers lead at the end of two. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont. in Weybridge.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
All right. I apologize how I treated you the last few months. You know I care. I've just been, well, busy, but I still love you. Oh, come on, please. What's it gonna take? You know, I have a meeting in 20 minutes. Can't this wait till after? I hate when we argue. Okay. I promise that I will take you to G-Stone's, make it shine, and get a full detail in and out. See? I do care.
Your car loves you, takes you wherever you need to go. Show your car the same kind of love back. G-Stone's Make It Shine specializes in complete exterior and interior cleaning for passenger vehicles, commercial trucks, motorhomes, and campers. After a visit to G-Stone's Make It Shine, your car will say, thank you. Stop in to schedule an appointment on Route 7 Middlebury or call 388-8005.
Fire and Ice has been Middlebury's landmark restaurant since 1974. With the holidays here, there's no more perfect gift than a gift certificate. Buy a $100 gift certificate and Fire and Ice will give you a $20 certificate for free. There's nothing wrong getting yourself a little treat for the holidays too. Once you try Fire and Ice or the Moose Pub, you'll be back again and again. So this year, give the perfect gift and one for yourself. From Paris and the staff at Fire and Ice, Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Here at Orr Rink, two periods are in the books, and the Middlebury Panthers have a 2-0 lead over the Amherst Lord Jeffs. There was one goal scored in that second period. Middlebury, again, doing a good job putting on some pressure in the zone and eventually with some traffic in front. That was the case on the first goal when Greenwald scored it, and it'll be the case again on this second goal. Ron Fishman setting things up, but a deflection by Lyman. Mark Lyman gives the 2-0 lead. Now everybody will set up for the Panthers in the zone as they get the forecheck going on. A little mashup put on there by Hannah. Puck works itself free. Eventually to Lyman. Tried to center out front. Couldn't do so. Eventually to the point. Fishman gathers. Shoots. Score! That might have been tipped out in front. Fishman took the shot, and it could have been deflected with 9:42 to go in the second. Panthers lead 2-0. It was Lyman deflecting it out in front as Fishman took the wrister from the point. It all got set. Neary dumped it into the zone. Lyman worked hard to down low to gain possession. Eventually got it out to Fishman, who wristed it, and Lyman coming across to flex it home. For Lyman, hits his second goal of the season. Mark Lyman, assisted by Fishman and Neary at 10-18. Shots on goal in the second period for the Panthers, 10, two-period total of 24. For Amherst, 7, two-period total of 19. Panthers had two power play opportunities, did not score on either one of them, and had three shots total on those two advantages. For Amherst, they had one power play opportunity, could not score, and they only had one shot during their man advantage in that one. The other thing we're looking at is the faceoff department. Middlebury has won 30 out of the 50 draws that have been taken in this game thus far. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's an SCAC out-of-town scoreboard. Panthers with a 2-0 lead over the Lord Jeffs. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Hey, this is Adam from Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. Hard to keep up with the world changing so fast, so here in Bridport, we keep adding things to make life easier. Once again, we've expanded our line of hardware with dimensional lumber, selection of plywood and sheeting, and more building supplies. That's what you've asked for, and we were listening. If you're really serious about wood, this year we've got a bigger selection of Johnson Red chainsaws. We carry the big ones and the little hot models the big box stores haven't even heard of. Johnson Red, a great saw. But wait, don't head back in the woods barefoot and frostbit. We've got a selection of hats, gloves, darn tough socks, and boots from brands like Boggs, Wolverine, Ranger, and of course, Carolina. Need pellets? We've got those too. Hardwood pellets from Lignetics, dog food, cat food. We got a bag of stuff for everyone. And with our paint, plumbing, and electrical supply, the selection just keeps on growing. Don't forget batteries, bulbs, and with the holidays coming, gifts for him and her and greeting cards to choose from, too. Cub Cadet Snow Throwers, Johnson Red Chainsaws, True Value Hardware, and a great team of folks that can help you out. This season, stop out to Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport, a fun place to shop with some local flair and pizzazz.
On the road, confidence is of the utmost importance, but it comes in different forms. There's the kind of confidence 300 horsepower gives you when you have to merge into speeding traffic. There's the kind optional concierge service gives you when your needs are met with the touch of a button. There's the kind you have from BMW online features, like real-time traffic information, when not being there on time just isn't an option. And perhaps just as importantly, there's the kind you have when you arrive at your destination in the stylish BMW X3. Confidence, under any condition. That's what inspired the utility and style of the new BMW X3. We only make one thing. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Special lease and finance offers available by Automaster BMW, Route 7, Shelburne, Vermont, through BMW Financial Services.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Orr Rink, second intermission, and this is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. On the men's side of things, Trinity playing host to Elmira, that game just getting underway, or just about to get underway in Hartford. Bowdoin has a 3-0 lead on Connecticut College in the first period in that game, so they're jumping out to the early lead. Wesleyan in the first period, 1-1 with Hobart in a non-league game. That's in Middletown, Connecticut. And then the other games, Williams and Hamilton, we've just found out they are scoreless at the end of two periods of play in Clinton, New York, between Williams and Hamilton. Tufts and Colby, well, we want to give you a score. They're at the second intermission, but unfortunately they've not posted a score. That might be scoreless as well, or... That might still be waiting for the video to get a score back up. We will give that one to you as the afternoon progresses. And then one other one in women's hockey. They're about to start the third period at Kenyon Arena, and the Middlebury women's team has a 2-1 lead on Castleton State in that game as they get ready to start the third period of play there at Kenyon. That is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Our score here at the end of two periods of play, it's the Middlebury College Panthers 2 and the Amherst College Lord Jeffs 0. Third period action will come at you in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Catch the magic of shopping local during Brandon's Moonlight Madness at Creative Fiber Designs. On Thursday, December 17th, from 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy 10% off note cards, books, patterns, table runners, quilts, Island Batik scarves, Liberty of London scarves, Christmas panels, Vermont goat soap, wine bags, pillowcase kits, and other Vermont-made products. Creative Fiber Designs, 6 Park Street in historic downtown Brandon, or at creativefiberdesigns.org.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the spa is so delightful.
A Waterfalls Spa gift card is a respite from stress and cold. Give those you love the gift of wellness with relaxing massages or facials. Go online at middleburyspa.com or come in and talk to Katie and Emily to learn about our holiday specials and spa packages. We're located at the historic Middlebury Inn. Breathe, relax, and be delighted at Waterfalls Day Spa.
Long scarves, short scarves, warm scarves, stylish scarves. Village Gifts Scarf Sale this Saturday and Sunday. Navajo patterns, chevron, floral, striped, and infinity scarves, all 20% off. Saturday and Sunday, Village Gifts Scarf Sale. Route 15 Jericho.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Ork as we get set to start the third period. 2-0 Panthers with the lead. We will update the scoreboard a little bit. There's a beatdown going on in Brunswick right now. Bowdoin now up on Connecticut College 4-0, and that is still in the first period. It is all Polar Bears in that game to this point. Trying to get the score. Let's see. Jason Calhoun, Joseph Lace, Cody Spadesco has got 2 for the Polar Bears as they are just putting the hammer to the Camels right now, 4-0. And that is still in the first period. One of those Tedesco goals, a power play goal. So uphill battle for the Camels there. And that's late in the first period. And Bowdoin's got the big lead on Connecticut College. And nothing else has really changed to this point. We're still waiting for a score on Colby and Tufts as the referees have just gotten back out into the ice for that game, as well as here at Amherst. The referees are back out on the ice, and in mere moments, the teams will step back out onto the surface as well to start this third period of play. Again, the shot totals coming into this third period, 24-19 in favor of Middlebury, as the Lord Jeffs step out onto the ice in their white jerseys, the white sweaters trimmed in purple and black. And now Middlebury comes out as well. Stephen Klein has turned aside all 19 shots he's seen through two periods. Connor Girard's played well. He's turned aside 20 out of 22. And through two periods, the Lord Jeffs will be skating away from us here in this third period, and the Panthers will be skating towards our broadcast vantage point in this third period of play. It's 20 minutes go up on the clock. Third period action about to start. 2-2, Tufts and Colby. We can update that score for you. Tufts and Colby are 2-2. In the third period. We'll try to keep an update, keep tabs on all the games as we go. Third period underway here. And the Panthers win the draw and move forward. Puck goes behind the net. Panthers trying to put the forecheck on. Now Rohanna. Dale Hanna sends it up. Big hit at center, in the zone, I should say. A dump in by Newgold. Back for it now is Brown. Give around and trying to skate up and out with it was Ryder. Had his stick lifted, and that prevented an accurate pass. Panthers have it in their own end. Only as far as the neutral zone. Back on it, Johansson. Bill Johansson sends it all the way down. This will be an icing against Amherst. And so, 41 seconds into the third period, it will be a face-off in the offensive zone for Middlebury to the right of Amherst goaltender Connor Girard. Max Greenwald to take the draw. Good job in the face-off circle by Connor Brown to win it, but the Panthers still have possession of the puck. Behind the net, and this puck eventually wraps around to the point for a drive that's blocked off. And you hear the support from the bench and the crowd here at Orr Rink as Connor Brown went down to block that shot. Puck around, a stuff attempt out in front. Middlebury still putting on pressure in his own, though. It's Haggerty. Haggerty. He's got Stevens close to him, and then Stevens peels off, tries to receive a pass. Good bump put on, and the Lord Jeff's come out with it to center. With it is Johansson. Dumps into the zone and behind the net. Eventually it's worked up, but not out of the zone. A little battle. It's down the far end from us. Digging his way in is Lindstrom. Thomas Lindstrom tried to center. It's cut off, and the Panthers come away with this one to center ice for the long dump in. It's going to catch the glass behind the cage of Connor Girard. On this puck now behind the net, Johansson. Grenard is in the right corner if he chooses to use him. Instead, he goes to the left side, and skating away with this one is Max Roach. Center ice and in across the Panther line. Roach with the shot that's deflected on goal, and Klein holds on to it. And afterwards, Roach hit the ice, and Gogan fell on top of him. 18:05, third period, 2-0 Panthers. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. And a draw that's won by Middlebury and sent up and out, but it might be too far. Icing is the call. The Middlebury bench not happy about it, but that is a good call. The linesman getting down there, Stephen Saul. Excellent job of hustling into position to view that, and it was the correct call. So face off with 17:57 to go here in the third. Once again to the right of Stephen Klein. Won by Middlebury and skated up and out to center ice. A little chip in, and here comes a shot from Lyman. Save made by Girard, and he holds on. And another whistle with 17:47 to go in the third. Face off will be to Girard's left as both teams change their troop deployments. Chris Roll to take the draw against Evan Newgold. Panthers control off the draw. Newgold, nope, check it, it's Jasanti. Jasanti, Newgold sets up now in front. Jasanti, stuff attempt, save made and held on to by Girard. And then afterwards, Newgold getting together with Tyler Granara. Also Greg Conrad in there. And then everybody separates with 17:35 to go in the third. It's been the most animosity we've seen in a game thus far, or that I've seen in the games that I've covered thus far this year. Sure, there's been some tussles in a couple of others. Off the draw, and Girard's just going to cover, and we'll do it all again. Bowdoin, 4-0 lead on Connecticut College. That's at the end of the first period. Nothing else has changed on the scoreboard. And another whistle, and it looks like it's going to be a Middlebury player getting tossed from the circle. Tufts and Colby early in the third, tied at two there. Off the draw, this is one. Middlebury trying to control, couldn't do so. Austin Ho comes out the center and across the Panther line. Centers went out front, save made by Klein. He had to fight off a deflection there. When the rebound comes up and out to center ice. Now gathering, trying to send it out of the zone, Hannah. He'll now skate it up and to center ice. Cross ice pass and the chip as far as the red line. And Middlebury tries to regather. Shuffleboarded ahead. Oh, big hit put on. Greenwald pushed it ahead, and then Hannah pushed him nearly into the Amherst bench. Hannah with it. And eventually a couple touch passes back onto the stick of Hannah. Skates it to the red line, then sends further. Skating in is Connor Brown. Brown shooting, and a save made by Klein. The rebound, the half boards, but not out. This one eventually gathered and sent up and out of play. We get a whistle, and the faceoff will be in the middle of their zone with 16:28 to go in the third period, and the Panthers still have a 2-0 lead. Off the draw to the right of Klein, Panthers control the puck. This one sent up and out of the zone, center ice. Back foot, Johansson. Give pass on the right side, dumped in by David White. Loose puck, eventually corralled, then the Panthers will skate out with this one. Center ice, hit put on by White, but the puck momentarily got into the Amherst zone. However, collected, trying to backhand it further is McGovern, and does so and puts it right into the Amherst bench. And another whistle. It's been a choppy start to this one. 4 minutes and 4 seconds have expired in the third period. And afterwards, a little conversation between Topher Flanagan and Brennan McGovern. 2-0 Panthers with the lead. Off this draw, Amherst controls. Skating ahead with this one is Josepha. And then he lost it all the way down. No icing. First one down to Santi. Jasanti back to the point. A cross-ice pass is cut off and sent down his own by Josepha. So I'll stumble on that name. They haven't said it much since the first period. Josepha is the name. Will Josepha, I will now get it right eventually. Neutral zone faceoff. Easier name to pronounce. Lindstrom wins the draw. And controlled by the Lord Jeffs in the Middlebury zone. A bouncing puck eventually going to be corralled and sent up to center ice and the dump in. Gauguin sends it in, and then everybody comes off on a change in a blue sweater. Mallory with it. Stephen Mallory. A drop for Fitzgerald. A send in by Jack Fitzgerald. Only gets as far as Fishman. Ron Fishman. A pass off the wall. A good diving attempt by Greenwald to try to move it further. Hit put on by Stevens, but a neutral zone play here for the Panthers. Quickly in Greenwald. Watched there by Mallory. Sent further on to Stevens. Checked off by Ryder. Ryder behind the net. Can't quite control. Now it's a little scrum along the wall in the left corner from us. Still they battle, and the turnaround shot's going to be gloved and held on to by Gerard. 14:36 to go, third period, 2-0 Panthers. Faced off to the left of Gerard. Panthers win the draw, and another backhander. Gerard's going to make a save on off the stick of Greg Conrad from a sharp angle. And another whistle. McGovern and Roche take the draw. McGovern wins it. And Fishman had it bounce off his stick. Oh, there goes Festa the other way. Festa shooting pass. Save rebound. Just wide of the net. Fishman does an excellent job of coming back on the forecheck to prevent, I believe it was Arena, from potting home the goal. It sent all the way down. Such a day. It was Arena coming down low, and Fishman tied him up at the last second. Sent behind the net, and all the Amherst fans up on the balcony here, we're ready to jump in celebration. On the net. Around it goes. Eventually for a shot out front. Klein makes the save. The rebound loose. And Amherst corrals it in the Middlebury zone. Not for long, though. Jasanti cut off a pass. And away goes Haggerty. Haggerty's shot is blocked. The bouncing puck comes to the half boards on the right side. Eventually backhanded up and out of the zone. Glove down by Newgold. He'll dump it back in. 13 and a half to go. Third period. 2-0. Panthers with the lead. Around the wall goes to Xavier Lewis-Reed. He sends it back behind the net. Eventually gathering is Mooney. Mooney with the pass on the left side. Touched off for Roll. Chris Roll, red line, it's as far as he gets, and it's all a big scrum right in front of the Middlebury bench. In front of one of the goaltenders, I believe that is Henry Cutting watching the action right in front of him. Now, center ice, nearly a massive hit, a turnover, moving in, a glove save! David White had an opportunity down the left wing side, and Klein got the glove on it. Rebound sent out in front, and loose. Eventually corralled up and out to center ice. Trying to hustle on to this, not able to do so, though, was Greenwald. He does get this loose puck now and into the Amherst zone. His shot deflected off behind the net. Gathering behind is Kevin Ryder. They give off to Connor Brown. Brown can't clear the zone, though. Sent down low. Falvey chases. Loose puck in the corner to our left. Laid off by Ryder. And eventually skated up by Flanagan. They give on the right wing side to David White, who sends in. Behind the net it goes, where the first one is Terry Gogan to the puck. Out to center ice, gathered by Hanna. Theo Hanna right on goal. It's going to be padded aside by Klein. Loose puck goes around the wall. And still now they battle for it. Eventually squirts behind the Middlebury cage again. Before a bouncer comes up to the blue line and not out. Kept in there by Hanna. Second effort does get out to center and into the Amherst zone. Battling for this one is Gogan. He's doing battle with Mallory. Gogan with some excellent work down low now in the left corner. Coming in to help out is Newgold. Evan Newgold still trying to battle for the puck and wins it. Newgold trying to swim out of a check and leaves a pass on off for a wrist shot that's gloved and held on to by Girard. 11:25 to go, third period, 2-0 Panthers. Give you an update on all the games going on a little bit as they come across. Off the draw, this one won by Middlebury and sent down low. Newgold, who just won the draw, can't get to that loose puck, but I'll have another shot to take a face-off as the fans will scramble for a souvenir here. War Rink seats 1,050 people. I figure, well, 500 maybe here today? Maybe a little bit less? Well, I can't see some of the seating areas, so maybe a little bit less or a little bit more. Off the draw. Panthers controlling the zone. Passed it in the circle for Jasanti. He's broken up, but Jasanti wins the puck back. Still trying to battle for the puck. Eventually sent down low. Newgold. Newgold watched there by Johansson. Tried to center one out in front. It's cut off by Mooney and out to center ice. A bouncing puck eventually corralled and Middlebury comes back into the zone. Wrist shot. Pad save made. Rebound in the high slot. Here's a shot from Greenwald that goes over the bar. Gathered and chopped that. Sent in down low. 10:37, third period. Panthers with a 2-0 lead. Skating ahead, Jack Fitzgerald dumps it into the Panther end. Line change on for the Lord Jeffs. Gives the Panthers an opportunity to clear up and out to the neutral zone, and they do. And then skating ahead with this one, Fishman tried to shoot, knocked off his stick, so he'll send it around the net. Greenwald. Max Greenwald. Lost possession of the puck, a little backhand pass, and away goes Max Roche. Center ice and ended across the Panther line. Checked there by Travis Stevens. Behind the net it goes John Festa with it. Steps out, and opportunity lost there for the Lord Jeffs, and it's going to be dumped into the zone by Neary. He comes off for a change. Haggerty goes in on the forecheck, trying to win the puck, and does so. Back out to the right point for send-in, or attempted send-in by Daugherty. Panthers now with possession down low, 9:42, third period. Panthers lead 2-0. From the point, the wrist shot just goes wide. Rebound, save made! What a save by Connor Girard! As on the doorstep was Zach Haggerty, just inside the left wing circle, tried to put it on goal, and going from left post to right to make the save was Connor Girard to keep it at 2-0. Big, big save in this game there for Girard. Off the draw, Middlebury wins it. A shot deflected into the corner. Bouncer now up, not out of the zone, and a whistle. And they're going to call a hand pass on this, as no one had possession of puck before Middlebury player touched it again, so faceoff will come out of the zone. With 9:23 to go in the third, and the Panthers lead 2-0. Max Greenwald in the first period, Mark Lyman in the second, the goal scorers for the Panthers. Center ice and dumped in and around by Middlebury. Trying to get on to this one is Falvey. Couldn't quite control. And skating away is Chris Roll. Roll in across the Panther line. Dumps it into the corner. Penalty call coming up, and it's going to be against Middlebury. Believe it's going to be interference. Believe that was the signal. Yep, interference is the call. Zach Weir to the penalty box. Power play number two for Amherst. Time of the penalty, 10:58. Amherst is 0-for-1 with the man advantage. Let's see what they can do here. Battle along the boards. Eventually corralled and slung all the way down. Middlebury has out there Newgold and Chisanti up front. Greenwald out there as well, along with Gogan. Now into the zone. The Lord Jeff shot, save made by Klein, and he holds on. He gets the whistle with 8:32 to go in the third period. 1:31 on the man advantage. Face off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Amherst wins the draw. They'll control. Top is Mooney. Sends down low. Trying to get onto this white. Couldn't do so. And the Panthers will clear all the way down. Amherst will restart here through the efforts of Thomas Lindstrom. He's checked a little bit. Middlebury aggressive, trying to prevent any clean skate-ins, and this gets sent once again all the way down. Slamming the boards in frustration, Topher Flanagan covering up this puck was Connor Girard, as bearing in was Brendan McGovern. 8 minutes even to go, third period. 59 seconds to go on the Amherst power play, and the Panthers with a 2-0 lead. Face-off to the left of goaltender Connor Girard. And Amherst with possession of the puck off the draw. They skate up and out the center. Knocked down out of the air by Falvey, but getting onto this one is Arena. Patrick Arena sends it around the wall. We'll set up and try to set up in the slot, but a loose puck comes to the half boards right by the Middlebury bench to our left. Then she worked free. Cross ice to Johansson at the right point. He backhands one into the zone. Behind the net now. And eventually out to point Hannah, I should say. Worked into the left wing circle, returned past the roll. Back at the point for a shot. Klein actually never saw it. And this one goes up and all the way down. 12 on the man advantage. 7-12, third period. 2-0, Middlebury. This one behind the net. Eventually gathered by Hannah. Left wing boards for Roche. Power play now over. Amherst 0-for-2 on the man advantage. Behind the net and sent around. Chopped at and eventually skated up and out of the zone. And the Panthers have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Moving in, shooting, and a blocker save. Newgold took the shot. Rebound, corralled, Chisanti, but he couldn't keep it in the zone. And so out to center and back into the Middlebury zone. Gogan. Cross and the Panthers skated up again for Greenwald. That's Greenwald. Skates in, shooting, save made, fighting it off with Girard. Rebound, Greenwald chops it down low. Further along by Conrad. Jasanti behind the net, couldn't control. Coming in to help out with McGovern. Now a little scrum along the left boards. McGovern backhands it into the corner. Jasanti getting onto this puck. Around to the left point for the shoot back into the zone by Daugherty. Now McGovern turns and shoots, never gets through. Falvey with it. Falvey shooting. That's deflected. Goes to the half boards to the left again. Back for this one now is Ryder. They'll try the right side. Can't quite get it out of the zone. So let's go to the left side again. And then behind the net. Right now the Panthers hemming the Lord Jeffs in the zone. 5:38, third period. Panthers lead 2-0. And then they change up the forecheck completely due to Panthers. Trying to skate out with this one is Flanagan. He loses the puck in the neutral zone and sent right back in. Skating in after this, hard on the forecheck. Trying to put the hit on. It was Greenwald, couldn't quite get the puck. Skating away with this one is Johansson. And plays onside. Middlebury didn't like that call. A two-a-side scrum behind the net. Stuff attempt out in front's cut off. And the Panthers skate away with this one. A center ice dump and big mashup by two players is on the wrong end of that was Mark Lyman. Inside of 5 minutes to go, third period, 2-0 Middlebury at the lead. Turning around with this one, skating up ice is Mooney. Red line, that's as far as he gets. Turned over, here's Newgold. Toe drag, moves in, pad save made by Girard. Now gathered by the Lord Jeffs. Dangerous pass in the middle, but still they'll come out. David White to center. They give to Flanagan, who chips it into the zone. Skating back for this one is Neary. Neary, pass up the wall but not out. A shot goes wide of the cage. Gathered behind, Fishman tries the left wing boards. A bouncer eventually comes out to center ice. Amherst recoils. Can't get into the zone just yet. Now they do. Puck chopped out by Stevens. Fishman again. Up and all the way down, and this will be no icing. As coming on for the line change was Tyler Granara, and so icing was waved off. Skating ahead with this one, Fitzgerald. A cross-ice dump in from the red line. Tie up in the left-wing corner. Trying to get on to this one is Vosipka. Vosipka still trying to get on to this. Loose puck eventually to the blue line, not out. Ryder keeps in. They chop at it right by the Middlebury bench half boards, and then this one does come out to the neutral zone. Granara with it chopped at and then ridden into the wall by Jasanti. Neutral zone play. Jasanti battles for it and wins the puck and then skates ahead. Gains the red line, dumps in, avoids a high hit from Granara, and got the puck on goal. And we get ourselves a whistle with 3:20 to go, third period, and Middlebury with a 2-0 lead. This is the last Middlebury game of 2015. In fact, the last NESCAC game in 2015. NESCAC teams don't play again until the calendar turns. Face off won by Amherst. Although Middlebury now controlling the puck through Conrad. Great Conrad. He's off Greenwald. Back to a point for a hurried shot. That's blocked. Daugherty tried to take it. Greenwald sends back into the zone. 3 minutes to go, third period, 2-0 Panthers with the lead. With it now, Johansson tries to go diagonal, and skating onto this one, Festa shot right into the logo of Klein, and he holds on with 2:51 to go in the third, and the Panthers lead 2-0. Middlebury women and Castleton are tied 2-2 late in regulation time at Kenyon Arena. Here, Middlebury's got two on the good side, and so far they haven't allowed one. A shot goes wide of Klein's cage. Amherst trying to put on the pressure, but it's a stick up and out of the zone by Newgold. He's latched on to by White. Still with it now, the Panthers into the zone, Falvey. He's knocked off the puck, but still the fight goes on. Trying to win the battle is Theo Hanna. He lost possession of the puck. A shot goes wide of the cage. Going on to this And winning the puck is Lyman. Puts it behind the net, though, and the first one there is Arena. Up the right wing boards and eventually onto the stick of Flanagan. Cross ice deflected, neutral zone. A dump in as we hit the two-minute mark here in the third period, and the Panthers lead 2-0. Dumped into the zone on a chip by McClellan. It's going to go just wide of the cage. Stepping up to this one, McGovern. Eventually on to the stick of Granara, though. He'll try the left side, but not out. Good job cutting it off McClellan. This now gets out to the neutral zone. The laid off side is now waved off as the puck initially got in and come back out. Here goes Voskupka. Voskupka comes in. His shot wide of the mark, and he goes wiping out into the wall. Extra attacker now on for Amherst. Six skaters as the goaltender Girard is pulled. Empty net with a minute 20 to go. In the goal right in front of us. A loose puck bouncing around a little bit. Right boards and sent in down low. It's Neary on it. Neary and then a backhander up and out of the zone. Skating back for this one, Granara. Line change on for the Panthers. 1 minute to go in the third period. 2-0 Panthers with the lead. A cross ice dump in. Now the Lord Jeff set it up in the Panthers zone with the extra attacker. Still battling for it. Back out to the point. Ryder does a good job with his feet to keep the puck in the zone. Now circling around. A turnaround shot by Vokovic is blocked. 40 seconds to go in the third. With it now is Brown. Centering pass out in front. Never gets it. Now it does get through for a shot. Save made by Klein. Rebound. They all dig away at it. Klein's got a leg out. Still they pry for it. And the rebound goes to the half boards right by the Millerberry bench. Behind the net with 22 to go. Lord Jeff's trying desperately to put one home. Here's a shot from the slot. Never gets through. Back at the blue line with this one. A turnaround shot by Ryder is blocked off into the corner with 10 to go. Middlebury trying to defend this one off. At the point, another shot from Ryder's blocked down. Chipped out of the zone with 2 seconds. Turn the light on into the tower. The boys bring home 2 points. Middlebury with a huge road win at number 5 Amherst. A shutout for Stephen Klein by the final score of 2-0. And for Stephen Klein, that is career shutout number 5 on his career in the second of the season. Both teams come out and line up for the handshake. We will come back with a recap in just a moment. The Middlebury Panthers with the 2-0 victory over the Amherst Lord Jeffs. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. We just had our best November in years due to our offer of employee pricing on all new vehicles in stock. So I'm happy to announce we're going to extend this offer in December. You pay what we pay, which means deep discounts off MSRP on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock. Plus incredible factory rebates with up to 0% financing for 75 months on certain models. Stop in today and take advantage to the spectacular deal. And remember, at Foster Motors.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. There's so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank Real. Live Real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The Bourdon Insurance Agency, also known as the Co-op Chicks, has been serving the insurance needs of individuals and businesses for over 50 years. Hey, Brandon, do you feel more comfortable with local people handling your business or car insurance needs? That's what the Co-op Chicks do. Hey, Cornwall and Bridport, do you want local people handling your farm insurance? That's what the Co-op Chicks do. Hey, Middlebury and Vergennes, do you want local people who know how to handle your home and flood insurance? The Chicks can do it all. They think local is better. And remember, renewals are coming up. Give the Chicks a chance. Bourdon Insurance also offers Hartford Insurance for those over 50 if you're a member of AARP and at a reduced cost. Told you the Chicks at Bourdon Insurance could do it all. Bourdon Insurance, 48 Merchants Row in Middlebury, locally owned for over 50 years. Bourdon Insurance, 388-4837. That's 388-4837. Bourdon Insurance for all your insurance needs.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Orr Rink, the Middlebury Panthers take home the 2 points. They defeat the number 5 Amherst Lord Jeffs by a final score of 2-0. This game got started, again, very close affair, very tight checking affair, and the Panthers would finally find themselves the first goal of the game at the 13-14 mark of the first period. One of the staples of the Panthers game will be their forecheck. It is something that Coach Neil Sinclair has wanted to stress during the entire time leading up to the season and during the season, and the forecheck would pay dividends in the first period eventually through the work of Max Greenwald. No icing on this one, is getting a piece of it was Jasanti. Panthers trying to set up down low, new goal, creating a screen in front as Greenwald, a shot in front, score! Max Greenwald saw the screen in front, took a shot, and Gerard couldn't see around it. Middlebury on the board first. It's 1-0 with 6:46 to go in the first. Greenwald found that opening. New goal to set up a brilliant screen in front. Greenwald saw the opening top corner and went after it and got it. Greenwald's third and third in as many games from New goal and McClellan at 13-14 to give the Panthers a 1-0 lead. Shots on goal after one period of play. The Panthers had a 14-12 advantage in the period. Second period would find our second goal of the game. And this one, again, set up with the forecheck. Eventually, a puck worked out to the point, and the Panthers worked their magic again to increase their lead to 2-0. Now, everybody will set up for the Panthers in the zone as they get the forecheck going on. A little mashup put on there by Hannah. Puck works itself free. Eventually, the line in. Tried to center out front. Couldn't do so. Eventually, to the point, Fishman gathers, shoots, score! That might have been tipped out in front. Fishman took the shot, and it could have been deflected with 9:42 to go in the second. Panthers lead 2-0. It indeed was deflected. Mark Lyman's second goal of the season from Fishman and Neary at 10:18 to give the Panthers a 2-0 lead. Shots on goal 10-7 in that period, a two-period total of 24-19 for the Panthers. No one scored in the third period, despite Amherst having pulled their goalie with a minute 33 to go for the extra attacker. And so the Panthers hold off the Amherst onslaught in the third period. And several key saves in that third period made by Stephen Klein. He made 14 in the third. Amherst had the 14-11 shot advantage in the third period. Overall, Middlebury outshot Amherst 35-33 in the game. But Stephen Klein turned aside all 33 shots he faced for career shutout number 5 and shutout number 2 on the season. And the Panthers come away with a 2-0 victory against Amherst. We will take a timeout when we come back. Stars of the game, and then we'll look forward to the next games, which won't be until the next calendar year. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles.
Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs.
Ride one.
And you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Orr Rink, where the Panthers have wrapped up a 2-0 victory over the Amherst Lord Jeffs. It's now time for the Middlebury Stars of the Game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star tonight, let's say it with this disclaimer. There's about 20 or 19 guys that skated out there tonight, 18 in the goalie, that deserve star recognition because the entire team played well. So there's not one that you can really say had a bad game in this one. This was a brilliantly executed road game by the Middlebury Panthers. So in no way, shape, or form is anyone slighted on this one. We'll pick three. Max Greenwald got scoring started. He gets our third star of the game, played another solid game as always. The number two star was the man who really set it all up with the forecheck and then setting up the screen in front and made several of the key plays. Evan Newgold, the captain, he gets the number two star. Good to see him back. But the number one star making 33 saves. It's the second night in a row we've chosen a goalie for this one. And thus, Stephen Klein with career shutout number 5 and shutout number 2 on the season is the Middlebury number one star of the game here this afternoon. That is the Middlebury Stars of the Game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Before we set it up for the next game, just to let you know, a couple games going on right now. Bowdoin's all over Connecticut College, 6-1 in the second. It's looking like Bowdoin's going to go on to victory there. Trinity losing to Elmira. They're about to start the second 1-0. Hobart and Wesleyan, both these non-league games, 2-2 second period, Hobart and Wesleyan. Other league games, Tufts and Colby are in overtime. In fact, less than a minute to go in overtime, and that game is still tied at 2. And then Williams and Hamilton, that is late in the third period. Hamilton at last check had the 1-0 lead on Williams, and in fact, that is now gone final. Hamilton has defeated Williams by a final score of 1-0. So that does change some things in the NESCAC as Williams suffers their first league loss of the season. And with that, Middlebury and Williams are now tied atop the league with 9 points. Middlebury 3-0-3, and Williams now at 4-1-1, which now gets us all set up for 2016, because that's the next time the Middlebury Panthers will play a hockey game, as they will host the Middlebury Holiday Classic. New England College in Newman will get the tournament started at 2 p.m., and then SUNY Canton and Middlebury will play at 5 p.m. That's on Saturday, January 2nd. We will have the game against SUNY Canton right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. That's 5 p.m. face-off. The LeBurge and Stearns Agency pregame show will be at 4:30. And then on Sunday the 3rd, the consolation game of the Holiday Classic will be at 1 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., it will be the championship game. Of course, the LeBurge and Stearns Agency pregame show will precede whatever Panther game they're coming up by a half hour right here on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. Our final score here, 2-0 Panthers with the victory. I want to thank everybody, both here at Orr Rink and Amherst College, and then everybody, of course, with Middlebury College for getting everything set up. Back at the studio, Jim Ty pushing the buttons, making sure this broadcast sounds as great as it always does. My name is Brett Luthner. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2016 with more Panthers hockey. Once again, the final score, Panthers 2 and the Amherst Lord Jeffs nothing. Have a good afternoon here from Orr Rink.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LeBurge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LeBurge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desibray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.